Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Out the Box podcast. I am sat here with a rather strange sight, actually. The sun looks like it's shining brightly across Lourdes, but there's also a little bit of rain in the air. I'm sat alongside Todd Lindley, Ben Warren, I'm Sam Delling. We've just watched a magnificent day for Somerset. Day two here at Lourdes, Middlesex. Having been bowled out once already, are batting again. They trail by 148 runs with 9 wickets remaining. Still 2 days for Somerset to claim the first victory that has eluded them so far in this 2023 summer. Ben, I'll come to you first. Let's talk about Somerset this morning, because they pushed on a little bit. They made their way, actually. The talk was, would they get a third batting point? They pushed on and got 4 and made 404, which seemed like a decent total at the time. It looks even better now.
It does, yeah. I think when we first arrived this morning, the covers were on and there was a bit of rain around, and it felt like a bowling morning. It felt like Somerset actually wouldn't have been too bad if they'd been bowled out quickly and they could have got bowling quickly. But conditions changed sort of about 10-15 minutes into the morning session, and I think Matt Henry in particular played his shots, didn't he? And I think on this pitch where you got a short boundary to one side, and I think batters that have sort of gone full-blooded have seen a few rewards. So, Somerset played the situation brilliantly, didn't panic with the overhead conditions and batted really well.
Yeah, they did. Matt Henry gives it a biff, doesn't he? 40 off 23 balls, 7 fours. Took Somerset up to 404, 4 wickets for Ryan Higgins in the end there. Todd, it's your last day as a Somerset employee. We're going to go and have a Diet Coke in the tavern to celebrate you leaving. I'm not sure if you're invited or not, but Ben and I are certainly going over there.
Definitely.
But I tell you what, Matt Henry did some work with the ball, but that wasn't the end of his day's work, was it?
No, I mean, I give credit to all the bowlers today. I think they bowled really well and bowled the lines length really strongly. But Matt Henry obviously picked the bowlers 5 for 46 off his overs, and it was something of a sight what you expect from your overseas bowler, just to get in there and really make inroads into the Middlesex side. The 2-2 was two of the best bowls I think we've seen this championship season, to be honest. Taken out, I think, either leg or middle stump. It was really difficult to see from our position. And then followed up with an absolute peach outside, swinging away to get Eskenazi first ball. It was unbelievable scenes. But yeah, it was incredible, and I think it's credit to that Somerset team to actually bowl really well as a group. I think every single one of them bowled their lines and lengths, like I said, really well, and they put the pressure on that Middlesex. They didn't really give much away at all. And yeah, like we said, they bowled them out for 175 and put them straight back in again with that funny run out to finish off Mercer, which I was chatting to Sid as he came off. He's quite annoyed himself that he dropped the catch. It was a drop catch. I mean, Ben, when I came up here, he said, "Oh, I thought I'm on the floor." It was a drop. And one of those weird sights in cricket, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it was John Simpson who actually batted, I thought, pretty brilliantly. 57, gritty, showed a bit of resistance. It was the last wicket. He smashed one back at Sid, who had bowled well without any reward. He got down low to his right. It looked like it was just going to stick in the pouch. It went down, and Sid's, you could see his disappointment, Ben. And then he turned around, and the ball just trickled onto the stumps. And then everyone realised, including Tim Murter, I'm well out of my ground. End of the innings. A lovely moment for social media, probably. Did you clip that one up?
Yeah, we did. It was one of those days for Somerset. They earned all the rewards they got, but there was a strangle down the leg side and also that last run out at the end. So it's funny, isn't it, on cricket, how sometimes that just goes for you. You know, earlier on in the season when Somerset weren't quite at their best, they were beating the bat and nothing seemed to really be going for them with the ball. But they got on a roll, and I think that can happen here at Lourdes. And I think wickets can fall quite quickly. And I think Matt Henry alluded it to in his post-match press conference that sometimes, you know, you can take quick wickets here in clusters. So, let's hope that happens tomorrow.
I felt a bit bad. So I've been up here with Anthony Gibson from BBC Radio Somerset, and Joe Gardner, who's one of the pros at Sunrisers. She came, and the first thing she said was, "Oh, what's the pitch doing?" And I said, "Oh, it's pretty placid, really. It's not doing an awful lot." And then about 5:30, I looked at her and said, "Yeah, so there's 15 overs left today, and we've had 15 wickets. So, you know, I said the pitch was a decent one." We couldn't have anticipated that yesterday, Todd, could we?
I mean, it didn't look like it. Obviously, we were 10 for 2. I would have probably said otherwise. I'd be like, maybe there's something in this pitch that a bit more perceives the eye. I mean, it's a beautiful looking pitch when I looked at day one, but I just think generally that there is something there. The slope obviously helps a lot at Lords. It always leaves something there for the bowlers to utilise, and the pitch obviously at this stage of the game has got that little bit of wear and tear on it, and it's doing a little bit off the seam. So there's a few foot marks as well for Jack Leach to utilise in the next coming days, obviously. And yeah, let's hope for another Somerset sort of wicket, a flurry of rickets.
Yeah, we'll come on to that very shortly, but I just want to touch, go back to what you said a little bit earlier on, Todd, about Matt Henry, because I think the difference was he just had that little bit of extra zip. And those two wickets, if you haven't watched the highlights, get yourselves on YouTube or get yourselves on at Somerset CCC on Twitter, because the clips are on there. The beauty he bowled from around the wicket that just cut back, and you could see Stoneman, he was angry, but just at how good the ball was. It came in between his bat and pad, off stump, a proper sight for the bowler as well. You're right, I think it was off stump, I'm not 100% sure.
Very difficult to tell from this angle. It almost saw the stump fly out the ground, and I
think it was off stump.
I think we were all flabbergasted as much as Stoneman was, to be honest, but yeah, it's just what you get from overseas international bowlers as good as Matt Henry, to be honest.
Yeah, and the next ball, Stevie Eskenazi nicked one behind. And I tell you what, Ben, a quick word as well for Stephen Davies, who's come back into the side. A lot of people thought he might not have got an opportunity in this competition this summer. It hasn't worked out that way. He's come back in, hasn't got the weight of runs he would have liked, but he has reminded everybody just how good a wicketkeeper he is today.
Yeah, and he's always been one of those keepers that has been so reliable. And you know, the old sort of saying that if you don't recognise the keeper and you're not talking about him, that means he's doing a good job. And I think that's absolute testament to Steve Davis. He's a true professional behind the stumps. He's very good at motivating, you know, keeping the bowlers you know, motivated and energised. So yeah, you know, not been the season that he'd have wanted so far with the bat, and you know, James Roo coming in, and it's been a real sort of, yeah, James Roo's been the story of the summer so far for Somerset, but Steve Davis is still around. And yeah, I think it would be, as much as we want Somerset to win by an innings, it would be nice for him to go out and hopefully score some runs at second innings if he does get a chance.
Yeah, it would be lovely. And Lords is notoriously difficult to keep on. All the international keepers, the best in the world, talk about how difficult this slope is, how the ball moves around. He's taken two or three wonderful catches, diving away low to his right. Like, he's made them look quite easy. The one off Matt Henry to give him his five when he got Ethan Bamber caught behind. Have a look at that one. He makes them look like regulation catches, but actually they really aren't. So credit to Stephen Davies. He also took the catch that finally gave Peter Siddall his first wicket of the game. So Sam Robson, he's batted twice today. He's been and gone for 18, but there was a bit of resistance, and we've got to expect that from Middlesex. They're a decent side. They've got a decent batting lineup and some good players. So 81 for one. Mark Stoneman's unbeaten on 45. There was that drop chance that Tom Abel put down, but I don't think I'm being unkind, because he would be the first person to admit that he should have held on to that one off Gregory. But 9 wickets needed, Todd. 148 runs for Middlesex to make Somerset bat again. They've got to be pretty confident.
Yeah, I think the campus is a good place. They all seem in good spirits, and they think that if they have one of those runs again, would they have the wickets? I mean, Gregory's been pretty quiet, but you know, he's got such a good track record at Lords, and he's having one of those seasons where he's just taking wickets for fun. So let's see if he can come back into the attack and actually have a real impact like he has done all season. And I think also, just in general, like the people we've got, Siddall, Overton, Henry and Leach, who've got lots of test wickets in between them. And then if you include Gregory, Lambenby, who bowls a little bit, the amount of first class wickets in that attack, if you're Middlesex looking at 145 runs to get, you're thinking, well, it's still quite a way yet to go. But if they dig in as well, I still back us to make the runs that on the, we've got 2 days left, 145 runs lead. I still think it's Somerset's game, really, is the win's pretty much the Somerset's to the taking. But Middlesex will have a great resistance like they showed today.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Todd. I think it's going to be difficult, but I'm really hopeful Somerset will pick up that first victory. Finally, I loved your use of the word us, Todd. Even though you won't be on the payroll anymore, I think it will still be very much us. I would say personally, you're an annoying human being. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with you the last year. You're brilliant at what you do, and you're also a lovely, lovely man. And it's always a lot of fun. You always bring energy. And sometimes it is difficult. You know, we have this wonderful job. We're very privileged to do it. But the days are long, and it can get to 4 or 5 o'clock. And you get to a stage where you're almost going through the motions, but can always rely on you to make a Darth Vader noise in my ear.
Obviously.
Welcome me to Lin Lee Airways. Ben, anything, you don't have to mean it, Ben, but anything nice to say about Todd and his help?
Not really. No, thank you for all your efforts, Todd. I say it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. And good luck at West Ham.
Thank you.
Todd, final word to you. Go on, sign us off. You see what happens out of the box podcast. I'll hand over to Todd Lindley.
I just want to say it's been an absolute privilege to be in the position I have been in the last year. Sam touched it. I've been a massive Somerset fan all my life, starting back when my granddad first took me to a game. I think I was 10, maybe 9. All the dark days of the 2010 final, and then moving on to having this position where I get to be at Lords, signing off at Lords in the change room. Tommy Abes was inviting me up and gave me a nice little send off with the lads, which was really nice to kind of get that. And I'm a very lucky human being to have that as the kind of like your sign off is from Captain Tom Abel in Lord's change room. Not many people can say that, and I think generally it's been a wonderful experience, and I'll forever be looking at the results for Somerset. And it's not the end of me being down at Somerset. I'll still be there in the summer, and I will try and wangle my way to make another Darth Vader noise in your ear, Sam.
Yeah, wonderful, Ben. Just make sure he doesn't get a press pass now. His name is not on the gate.
I'm keeping it.
Oh, well, brilliant. Well, fingers crossed, folks. Ben and I will be talking to you tomorrow night about, if not a victory, then one that is only inches away. Only time will tell. Enjoy your Friday evenings. We'll be back with you tomorrow.